Danny Williams joins us from Goulburn. I reckon on a morning when it was only minus six, Danny probably be strutting around his board shorts today. How are you, Danny?
Yeah, I'm likely, Sean. I'm a Canamble boy. I feel the cold. I heard what Robin said, but I tell you what, it was bloody cold this morning. I do feel it.
You've got to be honest, haven't you? The first today, you get some interesting runners. You've got a couple of babies having their first start. My Blue Jeans is by a horse called Barbados. He was by Redoute's Choice out of Arrange to Fortune, who was the dearest brood mare ever to sold. And he looked like he was a good horse, but I think he broke a pelvis and then went to stud.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure if he broke his pelvis early in his prep or at the end. I don't really know. I know that Peter had a very big opinion of him, and you wouldn't get a better bred horse than that particular horse. And I bought this horse in Adelaide. Actually, the two horses that I got in this first race, I bought both of them in Adelaide. Now, they're both out of half-sisters, so... Oh. I trained a horse called Fox Lake, and these are out of a similar family to him.
So what are they showing you so far? They're both first starters.
Yeah, very, very slow to pick it up. My Blue Jeans is a very immature horse. He's mentally, it's taken a long time. I bought them in Adelaide, I think, nearly a year and a half ago. So it's been a very slow process getting them to the track. I thought he may have shown a little bit more dash in his trial, but, you know, he wasn't asked to do a great lot, but he didn't show the speed I expected. We've put blinkers on him today. So from gate one, I'm hopeful that he'll jump clearly and put himself there and hopefully give himself every chance.
A bit like equine versions of me, Danny. A bit slow to pick it up.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure if it's a breed, but I think, just mentally very slow.
Now, the second, Ebonesian, you got Robbie Dolan on, second up from a spell.
Yeah, I thought I'd give him a very good chance the other day. I asked Robbie to go forward, and he sort of jumped out and really, you know, had himself in an awkward position where he was caught very wide and covered a lot of ground. I think the run was perhaps a little bit better than it looked. I did declare with... Jason Collett on the horse, but Jason couldn't ride the 54, and the owners were happy enough to put Robbie back on and give him another chance. So hopefully he'll find himself in a nice position, and providing that the 1500's not too quick for him stepping up, he should acquit himself quite well.
All right, another lightly roast one, Vice Baby. You ran a fair trial on a heavy 10 and then you tipped it out and had a run the other day.
Yeah, look, I was a bit disappointed with the run. She's been working well, and I'm sure that once she steps up beyond a mile, she should start and do something. But I'm hopeful of a nice run today. I would expect to see her have another run before she sort of is mentally switched on enough. She's been a nervous sort of a horse. And, I would have expected a better run from the other day.
All right, you get another couple of lightly race ones first starters in the fourth there with Think Like a Fox and Delude. Delude's on paper doesn't look as though it's done much, but it hasn't been beaten all that far in the trials.
No, very immature horse. He's a horse that I think stepping up to a mile and a quarter will be very suited, but at this point of time, I think the 13 might be a little bit sharp for him, but it's always good to run your horses at home and hopefully he'll be getting the line strong and be sort of competitive, but not expecting a great lot from him today.
Think Like a Fox, different ball game?
Very good trial, trial form in that heat that particular day. It was an exceptionally fast trial. I've got a huge opinion of the horse that won it, and I think the horse that ran second has come out and won a race or two since, and I was very upbeat with the way that she found the line. She finds a very nice race today. The only concern that I do have is that she's not quite three yet, and it's a first try at 13. I think if it was 12, I'd be, quite confident.
All right, Mr. Marmalade in the fifth, just a lovely, honest horse, isn't he?
Look, he works like a Saturday horse. Yeah. And, I've just had so much expectations of him at home. He's just such a beautiful horse to work and runs very good time. I guess you've got to say that he's been a little bit disappointing. We're stepping him up to 2100. It looks an easy enough race for him, as providing that he can get the trip. That's going to be the question. I've no doubt that 18,000 would be ideal, but looking at available races, this come along and just looked a nice race on his home track. And his previous two runs prior to his last start, both jockeys have felt that he'd been looking for further.
Mm-hmm.
And Lex, the owner, wanted to run him at 14 the other day, and they ran their first 845.6.
Truth.
Their first 800, and it was set up for back markers, and on face value, I think the run was better than it appeared.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way that they just could have kept going that particular day. And look, he looked the winner at the 300, and this is a big step back in class.
Right, Aaron Dissamond won, then had a little let up and a good second after the little break the other day.
Aaron Dissamond, yeah, look, I was not overly confident with her the other day. I felt that she'd needed the run. She's a very gross filly, and I thought the run was very good. And she, this looks a very nice race today for her. She's perhaps my best chance, and I think that she finds herself in a bit of a tricky barrier, but I'm sure that Jason Collett can offset that, and hopefully there's a bit of speed on.
All right, and Bandit Bell, what do you expect from Bandit Bell on the last?
Well, I'm not sure what to expect. Sometimes, she's been putting on a bit of a different scenario. Every time we go around, there's something that she finds wrong, but she's working well. I gave her a really good chance the other day, but she just came out with her head in the air, and it was very awkward for Blake, and Kathy's ridden her a couple of times and seems to get along well with her. So hopefully if she jumps, I'm hoping that she'll be competitive.
All right. Aaron Dissamond, want your best today, do you think, Danny?
Yes, I think so.
All right, terrific. Appreciate your help. Good luck today too.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks Danny. Bye. Danny Williams there.